Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm Sakshi Batra and this is where I will give you key updates around COVID-19 from India and across the world. The number of cases in India have now crossed the 4.5 lakh mark, with the highest single day jump of 15,968 COVID-19 cases. Also, 465 fatalities that have been recorded today. The death total now has reached 14,476. The reported active COVID-19 cases in India now stand at 1.83 lakh, according to the Union Health Ministry. And as many as 2.58 lakh COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. With 1.39 lakh confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country, even though slight breather has come today, with Maharashtra recording a dip in the new cases, reporting 3,214 fresh cases in the past 24 hours. And for the first time in weeks, Mumbai has reported less than 1,000 cases. Maharashtra is followed by Delhi with 66,602 registered cases of coronavirus disease, and Tamil Nadu comes next with 64,603 cases of COVID-19. Delhi recorded the biggest single day jump of 3,947 fresh infections just yesterday. The death toll due to the disease has now mounted to 2,301. The Delhi government has prepared an 8-point revised COVID response plan in line with the recommendations of the Dr. V.K. Paul Committee. The plan also includes conducting sero survey of 20,000 people across districts and house-to-house screening by July 6th, among other measures. The coronavirus cases in Maharashtra rose to 1.39 lakhs yesterday, with 3,214 new patients being reported. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research, that is the ICMR, 2.1 lakh samples were tested for COVID-19 yesterday, the highest in a 24-hour period. Total, 73.5 lakh samples have been tested in the country till yesterday. Reports also state that ICMR will advise COVID-19 testing for all symptomatic persons without any qualifiers. Remember, it had earlier advised testing only for symptomatic individuals in hospitals, containment zones, hotspots, contacts of confirmed COVID-19 cases, healthcare and frontline workers, and those with a history of international travel. In other news, just hours after Baba Ramdev launched the Ayurvedic medicine for treating coronavirus disease, that is Coronil, at Patanjali Yogpeeth yesterday, Ministry of Ayush has asked Patanjali Ayurved to furnish details of the medicines it claims that can cure the disease within 7 days. Further, the ministry has advised the firm to stop advertising the coronavirus medicines until the issue is examined. Ayush Ministry has also stated that the facts of the claim and the details of the stated scientific study by Patanjali are not known to it. Meanwhile, the Uttarakhand Ayurved department will also issue a notice to Yoga Guru Ramdev's Patanjali Ayurved asking how they really got permission to make the kit of medicines for the treatment of coronavirus disease. Uttarakhand Ayurved department has said that Patanjali did not mention coronavirus while applying for the license. And according to media reports in Samat News, demand for oxygen cylinders and oxygen concentrators has now spiked in metropolitan cities, especially when you talk of cities like Mumbai, Delhi and Chennai, as people have started stocking up oxygen cylinders at home amid concerns of shortage of hospital beds as COVID-19 cases continue to rise. As far as the travel news is concerned, although domestic flight services have restarted, it seems that regular train services are not commencing anytime soon. The Indian Railways has recently intimated that it will be refunding the entire booking amount for all the tickets that were purchased till April 14th for regular trains, indicating that the chances of such services resuming right now are still quite bleak. Regular passenger trains may not start until mid-August, and until then, Only 230 special mail and express trains that are plying will have to be sufficient. Even if more trains are pushed into the service to meet the surge in demand, they will also be branded as special trains. In other news, the Central Board of Secondary Education, or CBSE, that was supposed to announce its final decision on scrapping the remaining CBSE Class 12 board examinations on June 24th, that's today. However, anxious students now will have to wait for another day to hear the final verdict, as the Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing on the case to June 25 now. Let's move on to key updates from around the world on coronavirus. New COVID-19 cases in the US have surged to their highest level in 2 months and are now back to where they were at the peak of the outbreak. The US on Tuesday reported 34,700 new cases of the virus, according to a tally compiled by Johns Hopkins University and which was published today. New cases in the US have been surging for more than a week after trending down for more than 6 weeks. Now, while earlier, hotspots like New York, New Jersey have actually seen steadily decrease in the number of cases of coronavirus, COVID-19 infections have been now hitting the South and the West. Brazil has actually recorded 39,436 new confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in the past 24 hours, as well as 1,374 new deaths resulting from the disease. Brazil has also registered more than 1.1 million cases since the pandemic began, while cumulative deaths have now mounted to 52,645. Russia has reported 7,176 new cases of the novel coronavirus, pushing its nationwide cases total to 6,06,881, the world's third highest tally. Russia also held its postponed Victory Day military parade today despite the steady rising coronavirus infections. Few face masks could be seen at Red Square as Vladimir Putin hosted foreign leaders and war veterans, now in their 90s, as the current country's Victory Day military parade, which actually came as far as the number of coronavirus cases are concerned, they've also crossed 6 lakh. Now, the parade actually celebrates the defeat of the Nazi Germany and has grown to outsize the proportions in the years since Putin came to power at the turn of the country. On July 1st, Russians will now vote on amending their country's constitution to allow Putin to run twice more for president, potentially extending his stay in the Kremlin to 2036. As far as news from UK is concerned, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that pubs, restaurants and hotels could reopen in England early next month, but has also cautioned people that they would still need to be acting responsibly as far as the disease is concerned. When you talk of Japan, Tokyo has actually confirmed 55 new infections. The 55 fresh cases have marked the highest tally since May 5. In another modeling study published in the European Respiratory Journal, that has found that COVID-19 pandemic could significantly increase the global burden of TB. The COVID-19 pandemic may lead to 95,000 additional tuberculosis-related deaths in India over the next 5 years due to disruptions to health services, delays in diagnosis and treatment. And that's far as the news of this study is concerned. This study also estimates that at least 1.1 lakh additional deaths from TB in India, China and South Africa can be recorded unless health services are maintained and strengthened. With that, it's a wrap on this podcast. Many thanks for listening.